So because that's in the corner, if I move it to one side, I also have to move it out. Yeah, so
Move your
it's a
camera
bit
then, it's
tight.
easier.
Yeah, maybe.
Not right now, though.
No, not right now.
The
No, because right now it's time for the Tuesday show. Hit the jingle.
punch that shit.
Well, I have to say that shit was well and truly punched.
Nice.
And welcome to another show. It's Tuesday.
The 2024
of such and such. Yes, that's right. Welcome to another delightful episode of the Tuesday show. CJ, how are you doing?
I am good. It's like you say, Tuesday, and we're here delivering entertainment for the masses.
Yep.
Yeah, the five people that actually watch.
Absolutely. And for those that listen to the audio version, this will probably fall on deaf ears. No, that wouldn't make sense, because then they'd need some sort of seeing dog to hear the show or something. I don't know. That's confusing me. But what I was going to say was not really an audio thing, but I say your hair's looking very smart. You've got a definite definite parting in there.
It's wonky, though. Look at it. It's wonky as hell.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but okay.
I'm tempted, before we do any, I might just disappear for a minute and like just razor down, just make it straight.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
well. That's the last time he was ever heard from, as he went off and razored his head off. But yeah, you've got a bit of a quiff there. Going.
Quiff.
A bit. Well, it looks a little bit quiffy, doesn't it? A bit Quiff Richards.
Quiff. No one has ever described my hair as Quiff Richards before.
Well, there you go. Something new every day.
Yeah. No, I like my hair as it is right now. I'm going for a bit of a retro look. So, So I mentioned to you before we started recording, I'm going to get some new glasses next week. So they won't be around for next week's show. But, so I'm going to order them on Friday next week. And then, anyway, but. So I'm going for a bit of a retro look, and I'm just trying to complete it with a new pair of spectacles, and and I'm thinking of shaving the beard again.
Oh, this, yeah, every week, every, not this crappy game, every week. Oh, do you know what? I'm thinking about shaving the beard, and then you come back and this beard's still there.
Do you know, but...
Because the problem is, you mention it, then we're talking out for about 5 minutes, and you go off the idea.
Yeah. But having a beard, when you grow a beard... You know, anyone that has ever had it gets to a point where managing having facial hair is more work than just shaving the damn thing off and just attacking your face with a razor every day. You know, because you can get, just get yourself a foil one and just you're done. Piece of cake.
Yeah, I know. But no, I disagree.
Okay.
I mean, I can go plenty of days without having to do anything particularly to the beard. Just give it a quick brush.
Yeah. Well,
off you go.
I mean, I brush it every day, but I wash it every day, oil it, brush it, Doesn't do.
Oh, I don't mess about with the oil.
It doesn't make it any better. I've still got greys. Look, what's this crap? You know, grey hair.
Oh, terrible.
Wisdom whiskers. That's what they are.
But it's you keep it well. I mean, I trim mine on a fairly regular basis. Otherwise, I'd end up like, what's his name? Who's the guy from The Hangover?
No idea. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen The Hangover. Zach, what's his face? I know he's sort of Zach somewhere. He's
massive beard.
Yeah, he's got a massive beard.
Yeah, but then that's his trademark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you seen his like talk show thing?
No.
With the Between Two Ferns, it's called.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on. I think it's time for some music.
Song number one.
Song number one. Talking of ferns. Our first song is Gigi Fern with Famous.
Great segue.
What will be your famous last words? Will it be something I've heard? Will it be original, or am I being cynical? Confessions of a criminal that will shake the world. What will be the last thing that we say? what's the final thing that we convey? If you wanna leave a mark, then you have gotta start a spark. All I gotta do is find a way. Legacies, they can be cruel. I wanna be the best. I wanna be a mystery. I want you to see me and remember all I was. Say she was the greatest, she was the best, and her famous last words were, what were they? People won't remember when you're dead, all the brilliant things that you have said. You can be known all around, but that don't mean you'll keep your crown, even if you stitch it to your head. Legacies, they can be cruel. Be a mystery. I want you to see me and remember all I was. Say she was the greatest, she was the best, and her famous last words were,
Gigi Fern, famous last words.
It was indeed. Oh. And I Googled, and the name of Zach is Zach Galli... Oh, bugger. Strange name, but no. Zach Galifianakis.
I'm sure Zach Galifianakis will love you for saying that.
That's the man, yeah.
So I pieced it together from what you were saying. I was like, no, that sounds about right. Zach Galifianakis, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got that great big bushy beard. some hot fuzz. See, when I grow my beard out, because my beard grows out instead of down, and I end up looking like, you know, present day Jack Black, his beard very much grows outwards. So that's why I try to keep mine nice and trim. But I had a thought the other day about, you know, alongside the conversation of shaving off the beard, but to also try and grow it down, you know, give it some ZZ Top action. Because I thought that would be a really good look with the quiffed hair, the Quiff Richards hair. It's now known as Quiff Richards. Okay, just mark the date and time.
Yeah, you'll be taking it on your summer holiday soon, won't you?
Absolutely.
Try and get the beard to go downwards rather than outwards, so that you're more ZZ Top and less ZZ Twat.
Yes. I mean, I've got hot brushes and everything, but I just, again, it just gets to that point where it's so much more work to do that than it is just to keep it trim.
No, that's not going without comment. You've got what? Hot brushes?
Hot brush, yeah. It's a proper beard brush. It's a
Well, like
a
curling tongs for boys.
Yeah. It's like you get hair straighteners, curling tongs. You also then get hot beard brushes. So, and again, it's for when you're growing it out, you can hot brush it down like you do, you know, So it just makes it straight. It's hair straighteners for beards. They exist.
Right.
You know, you can make whatever insinuations you wish.
Yeah.
Or you can infer whatever you like. But no, I do own a hot brush for my beard.
Wow.
But right now I don't use it because I keep my beard quite trim.
Yeah.
So every week I trim my beard.
Yeah.
Every week. I don't always do a good job, but you know, you can see like I did all right today. Did all right.
You've done it. You survived. You didn't cut your neck or anything like that. That's what you're supposed to do.
I didn't cut my face off. I didn't cut my face off and just let blood run everywhere. Can you imagine that? Just like,
Yes, that would be terrible.
Yeah. I'm really trying hard for the segue. I'm sorry. It's just...
Hey, CJ, what's the next track?
So the next track, speaking of blood everywhere, this next song comes from from Megatronics, and it's called Blood Red Skies.
Take me.
That was Megatronics with Blood Red Skies. Did you enjoy that, CJ?
It's a great song.
Great.
Great, great song. Reminded me of
Blood Red Skies. Yeah. What is the saying? It's red sky in the morning, shepherd's walk. No, hang on.
That's right.
No. I've got it wrong completely. It's red sky at night.
Yep.
Angel delight.
Yep.
Red sky in the morning. Sailor's warning. That's what it is.
It's sailor's warning. I thought it was
I think it stops being anything to do with shepherds. So it's red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Mm-hmm. Red sky in the morning, sailor's warning. And if I'm wrong, I expect people to be in the comments telling me that I'm wrong. But they won't, because I am, in fact, right.
Minced lamb with a mashed potato topping, shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
That's always my favourite joke.
What's your favourite pie? What's your favourite of those sorts of pies? So it's a category. I would call it a category. I don't know what the name for it is, but you've got shepherd's pie, cottage pie. Yeah. By the way, do you know what the...
I know what the difference is. Does the audience know?
No. I was going to say, do you know what the third one is?
I don't know what the third one is. No.
The third way. Okay. Oh, bloody hell, I've forgotten. Swineherd pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minced pork, yeah.
And I'm going to say fish pie, because it's a similar kind of thing, isn't it? Because you've got potato on the top.
Yeah, well, I can easily scrub out D, because I don't like fish.
Okay.
Can't do it. Although, like I said, I think I've said this before, I love fish fingers. Like the breaded fish fillets you get from the supermarket, frozen, cooking, I love those. But
yeah, we've talked about that, but we also know that the thing that you actually like is the taste of breadcrumbs and tomato ketchup.
Correct.
Okay.
Well remembered. Nicely done.
Yeah.
So yeah, but anyway, we can scrub out D. I don't like fish pie. Mm-hmm. I've never had swineherd pie. And I think out of the two between shepherd's pie and cottage pie, I think I prefer cottage pie.
Ooh.
Just because I feel like beef has a bit more flavour to it. Mm-hmm. Lamb... I mean, I love the taste of lamb. I love lamb. I don't know where that was from. I think that's an in-betweeners thing, maybe.
So. Right, okay. I love lamb too.
Yeah, I do. I love lamb. Lamb burgers.
Yeah.
Like I say, minced lamb on,
yeah.
You know, with some spices and things like that. You know, make a bit of a curry out of it. Lovely. But
Yeah, all your sort of Turkish food, your kebabs and things like that, that comes with lashings of lamb.
Yep.
I like that. I had some lamb chops the other day.
Mm.
So that was, you see, I remembered that. That's a memorable day because lamb is good.
Lamb is good.
Yeah.
Lamb is good. But no, I think cottage pie is definitely my thing. Lamb's quite a, I guess, like Middle Eastern sort of preference, isn't it? You know, they have lamb in a lot of things. Maybe I'm thinking goat. I don't know.
And yeah, I think you're thinking of goats.
Yeah.
I think pretty much lamb is wherever you see sheep, they have lamb there.
Whatever happened to mutton?
I don't know.
Cause...
And I do you know what? Part of me wonders whether or not we do end up with mutton, but we just use the general term lamb.
That's
now.
It. We just don't know it. We just call it lamb because obviously lamb is baby or little sheep, you know, and mutton is big sheep. the country is full of big sheep, and yes, we use them for wool, but you know what happens after that? We don't really go out to the supermarket to buy mutton anymore. Maybe it's just one of those, maybe it's a very British thing of where they just go, well, everyone knows what lamb is. If you say mutton's quite an old-fashioned thing, you know, so you say mutton to someone and they're like, well, what the hell's that?
I think we should bring back mutton.
I think we should.
I definitely think so. But no, you don't see. Well, the problem with sheep. The problem with sheep is
don't be sheepish, Ted.
I'll come out and say it. The problem with sheep, it's not really a problem. It's more an observation that when you observe sheep in a field, it's very difficult to work out what age they are.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're very small, in which case that's quite obvious.
Yep.
But even then, you've got the element of perspective.
Yep.
So a small sheep needs to be near or close to a big sheep to be able to tell that it's a small sheep.
But what if the small sheep is like really close to you and the big sheep is quite far away? Then they're going to look the same, aren't they? And you're going to be like, oh, my perspective's off.
Well, yeah. Or maybe the small sheep is a normal sheep And the big sheep, and the bigger sheep is actually a giant sheep.
Right.
Maybe a different brand, a different, what do you call it? A different breed of sheep. Yeah. A different variety.
Different flavour.
Yeah.
Different flavour of sheep. That's a very British thing to say as well, isn't it? It's the whole, when we talk about variety, we go, oh, what flavour of whatever, you know.
Yeah. Whereas you have 57 varieties of, were there over 57 varieties of Heinz anything? Or was that just a...
No, it was a thing.
Just a marketing plan.
No, it was a thing. I'm pretty sure it's still a thing. I don't know what...
I think once you get to 57 of anything, you're probably trying to do too much.
So you've probably saturated the market, really, haven't you?
Yeah. Do you know what I like? I like, you know, if you go for some place to eat, I like a short menu.
Mm-hmm.
I like a small menu that you think, well, at least they're taking care to make sure that those few things are done very well.
Yeah.
It's when they have everything on there, you think, well, there's, you know, the standard is going to be lower, isn't it? Because if they've got absolutely everything on there, and then one person at the table says, I'll have a shepherd's pie or mutton pie, and somebody else says, I'll have a calamari, and somebody else says, I'll have oysters and a chicken in a basket. You know, it sort of degrades overall the quality of the food, I think.
You start wondering about the quality that's going to arrive because of how big this menu is. And but I, like you, for me, it's more just I'm so indecisive. I'll look at a massive menu, and like you say, they'll have lasagna, they'll have burgers, they'll have something else, you know, and a Thai green curry. And I'm just like, I want all of it.
Yeah,
I want it all, but I know I can't have it all. So a smaller menu, like you gave me a moment ago, shepherd's pie, cottage pie, swine herd pie, fish pie. I'm like, well, I know I can immediately eliminate two of those because I've never, you know, don't like one, never had the other. So now I'm literally on a 50-50. I can coin flip that one if I want to.
Yeah.
You know, but then I just go, well, which one do I prefer out of the two? Oh, cottage pie. I'll have cottage pie, please. It makes my decision, the decision-making process is a lot easier with that. You know, rather than this mass menu. And it's like every time I go away for work, it's, you know, and I end up staying in a hotel or something, it's like they give you this menu, and I always just go for a cheeseburger or a bacon cheeseburger because I know it's what I like. You can't, it's difficult to get it wrong. And I don't always like, you know, restaurant lasagna. I know what I like when it comes to that. Basically, they never put enough cheese on it.
Yeah.
And lasagna needs more cheese than restaurants give. So.
Or if in doubt, you could always go to somewhere like McDonald's because you know you're going to get exactly the same thing wherever it may be all across the world. Hey, CJ, I've got another track coming up, and this one is from the Petal Falls, and it's called All Across the World.
Petal falls all across the world. You know what else is all across the world, Ted? Our audience.
Yes, they are. They are indeed. We have a worldwide following.
Yep.
About 3 or 4.
Yep.
But thanks to you all for following and taking an interest in what we've got to say about cottage pie and that sort of thing.
Yep. So thanks for sticking with us while we once again talk about food. It is our favourite subject, quite clearly.
It is, because it wasn't that long ago we were having a conversation about the horse meat scandal.
Yeah, that's right.
And now we're talking about mutton. I wonder whether it's other countries that now have mutton. Because I know that we've talked about like the quality of meat and how the quality of meat that we have is very good. And maybe there's other parts of the world that perhaps get the mutton that we don't now get. But I think we should get it back. I feel like mutton feels like a very sort of British thing to have on the table.
I agree. And I would love for someone, I'd love to try it and for someone to tell me why I'm eating his mutton and be like, okay, no, that's actually quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because at the moment, I think the only reference people really have with mutton is the phrase looking like mutton dressed as
mutton
lamb.
Dressed as lamb. Classic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what I'm doing here with the whole hairstyle thing, is trying to make myself look young and trendy. It's not working.
Yeah, shave off a couple of
pounds.
Yeah, couple of pounds, couple of years, and anything you can shave off, the better.
100%.
Just not the beard.
Just not the beard, apparently. No,
just not the beard. Do you know? Actually, I'm sticking with food for a minute because I've got myself all riled up the other day, and when I say the other day, I mean this morning.
Okay.
Because I went to a place that I often-ish go to for breakfast. It's a cafe, and they do breakfast, and they do lunch and other bits and pieces, but the main thing is breakfast. And they have a list of different types of breakfast they do. So they do a big breakfast, they do like the house breakfast. I'm not mentioning their name because I hope to get there again. I'm not sure about that, but based on this story, but I went in there today. And the thing is, I like a specific breakfast. Mm-hmm. So I'm not so keen on the sausages, but I would replace those with bacon. I'd have an extra egg. I don't like beans with the breakfast.
No, me neither.
So they can go. Hash browns, too carby for me. They can go. So I do kind of a mix and match thing. Anyway, I thought, I'm going to simplify this time. And I'll just go in and I'll ask for the things that I want rather than saying I'll have the big breakfast, but I'll swap the two sausages for one of those and a sausage for an egg and a thing for the that and leave the bread and butter off and, you know, give me an apple juice. So instead of doing that, I just said, OK, I want two of those, three of those, one of those and the other thing. And do you know what? She totaled it up and 17 quid. The breakfast but the thing is, the breakfast on the board, big breakfast on the board, same number of items. In fact, I think I had fewer items in my selection, £9.50. So I've managed to add £7.50 because all the individual items cost more than a total breakfast.
Oh, so they're basically saying no substitutions at that point. They're then just going,
Well, they don't say no substitutions, but what they do say is if you do it individually, it costs more. So let's take the breakfast that you would order, and we'll take the things off, and we'll substitute things instead.
Top them out, yeah.
So then I'm having this crazy conversation where I'm saying, okay, in that case, what did I want? Okay, well, take away two sausages and put one of those in. And I'm doing all of this sort of business, and then eventually we get it down to what it should be. But I'm like, why are we even having this part of the conversation?
Right.
You already have you have it written down. You've already written down exactly what I want. You know that it's that number of items or that number of items. And it's like, there was kind of a lack of thinking from that piece of paper that's got everything that he wants on it. But I need a new piece of paper with everything he doesn't want and then take those off individually and put on the things that he does want. Yeah. So that was a bit crazy.
So
I'm sure I paid over the odds and ended up with fewer things.
So what we're saying here is that I need to come with you so you can you know,
I need a chaperone.
Well, so it's,
I need help with this.
Well, I'm just sitting there going, so you can just give me your sausages. You can have my bacon. I'm okay with it, even though I love bacon and I will not like you for a little while, but I'll take the hit on that. You can have my bacon. You can have my egg, and I'll take the hash browns and the bread and butter.
Yep.
And I don't know what else came with it. Is there black pudding on there?
No, I don't. No. You see, that's another thing that I would normally add.
What's the point? If there's no black pudding, what's the point?
Well, this was the thing, right? And this is what I was getting quite passionate about it earlier. And I thought, well, actually, that's ridiculous, because you could probably walk into most hotels in the morning, same sort of time, walk in, and buy a buffet breakfast for around about the same amount. And then I can have, just pick it, and then I'll just have whatever I want.
Yeah, get whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you are limited to scrambled eggs, but I quite like scrambled eggs.
I'm not a big fan, but...
I know, scrambled eggs and bacon, and then go back about three times for more. I've done an entire day on one hotel buffet breakfast, because I just can't eat it for the rest of the day.
In all the times I've been to a hotel and got their, you know, buffet breakfast, I have never returned to get more, ever, because I feel so self-conscious about doing that. And I'm like, but the thing is, I could... But I'm quite reserved when I'm around other people. Like, I can eat like an absolute freaking pig, but around other people, I'm quite reserved. Like, if there's other people watching, I'm like, no, I'll literally get two sausages, two bacon, a couple of hash browns, bit of black pudding, and just cut and call it good, and just that's it. That's enough. And I know that's more than enough than what I need anyway. But yeah, if I'm at home and I did that and that was available, I'd just be like, give it all to me, and I'm going to I am going to stuff my face and not eat for the rest of the weekend.
But this is the thing: some people will get up, they will get up three times, because they'll go and they'll get their breakfast, or they get some cereal, and then they'll have their breakfast, and then they go and get some croissant or similar croissant. So they've done a few trips, but for me, I'm like, okay, bacon and eggs. I'll have that again, twice. I don't want cereal. Why would I want cereal? I'm going up for a plate of protein. And then I'll go up for another plate of protein. Yep. And wash it down with probably about five incredibly small glasses of apple juice.
Yeah, a tiny glass. Just like...
Just give me a tumbler.
That's it. Just give me a proper glass, will you, please?
Yeah, give me a pint. Yeah. A pint of apple juice. Per hand.
Per hand, yeah.
I want to be double fisting apple juice. That's a phrase. Anyway.
I was saying, never before has anyone said double fisting apple juice ever.
Yes. Have you ever double fisted apple juice? Do you agree with which pie is best? What's your favorite herding animal style pie? Tell us what you like for breakfast. Get in the comments. DM myself at Ted James Media, and you can DM CJ Brooks FM. I said that the wrong way around.
So you can DM CJ Brooks FM at CJ Brooks FM.
At CJ Brooks, yes. Something like that. Work it out for yourselves.
Figure it out.
I'll listen to a previous episode where I said that properly. You could also email us at
CJ and Ted at thetuesdayshow.co.uk.
Yes, until next time, I think it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Ted.
Goodbye. Da 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 da, quack quack.
Moo. Cottage pie. Moo.
Cottage pie.